Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey, Mike. Pleasure to have you on Ask the Builder. Thanks for calling WGRR.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
I had a home built in 1992. It's a Cape Cod with a full dormer on the back, and it has three doghouse dormers across the front.
Okay, I'm pretty familiar with that.
Okay. I'm having a lot of problems with condensation on the windows. It's just ridiculous. I mean, in the wintertime, I have to take a towel and dry the windows off. Any advice? Some different ones have told me I'm not getting good ventilation in the attic. Is that possible?
Well, yes and no. Here's the problem. Was this an ultra-custom home that was built, or is it a spec home built by a builder? You know, like a stocking house.
No, it's not necessarily ultra-custom, no.
Okay. Does this house have a full basement?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a tremendous amount of indoor plants? Do you have aquariums? Do you have... Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
No, we don't have no plants and no aquariums.
All right. Some people, believe it or not, still do laundry the old-fashioned way, and there's nothing wrong with it. They actually wash their clothes, and they hang them up on lines down in the basement to air dry. Do you do that?
No, don't do that either.
Do you have the last question, and it's probably the most obvious, do you have a humidifier on your furnace?
No. No, we do not.
You don't have a humidifier. Okay.
No.
Do you do a lot of cooking? I mean, does your wife do a lot of pasta cooking, boiling a lot of water?
Not ultimately, no. I mean, it's not like she's just average, you know.
Okay, here's what's happening. It's really simple. The condensation on these windows is happening because the surface of the glass on the inside of the house.
Yeah.
And I have to believe, since it's a house built in 92, 13 years old, I got to believe they're insulated glass. Are they? Do you know if they're?
They're name brand windows. They're Anderson windows.
Okay. All right. The surface of the glass that's on the inside of the house, because you've got two pieces of glass, one outside, one inside.
Yeah.
That surface temperature of that glass is dropping below the dew point of the air inside the house.
Okay.
Now, since it's insulated glass, I'm telling you that the relative humidity inside your house is way up there. I mean, it is very high.
Uh-huh.
Now, you could have condensation on single pane glass where the relative humidity inside the house is not too awful high.
Right, that's just like a glass of water with ice in it.
You got that right. But
yeah.
Let me tell you, to have condensation happening on glass windows that's insulated glass, especially with the brand that you talked about, it's telling me that your indoor humidity is way up there. Now, we have to find what is causing that. Why is that humidity so high? First thing I would start with is I would go buy an inexpensive, they're maybe $30, $40, so it's not too inexpensive, a hygrometer. And you can get those at Radio Shack. A hygrometer, it's just a scientific device that accurately measures the indoor relative humidity.
Okay.
And get that and start taking some readings. Take readings every day at the same place in the house. Like if you get home from work and you're done with dinner and it's like 7 o'clock, 7:30. Go into the center of your living room or your family room or wherever, not in the kitchen, and take a reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take a reading in any of these rooms where this where the windows are fogging
up. A lot of it's the bedrooms. You know, mainly the upstairs bedrooms are the worst.
Okay, well, take the readings up there. And go up into your attic. I want to find out if in your attic, if you can peel back the insulation between the attic and the second floor, see if if the builder made a mistake and put a vapor retarder on the ceiling.
Okay, there shouldn't be between the downstairs ceiling and the attic space.
That's
there.
Right. You should, when you peel back the insulation, you should just see the underside of the drywall. You should not see a sheet of plastic.
Okay.
But take readings up in those bedrooms. I mean, how about...
You know what? There's no place I can get to the attic like that.
Okay, how about one last question then, and then I got to run to a break. Tell me about the bathrooms. Do you have fans in the bathrooms?
Yes.
Do they operate when you take showers and baths?
They operate. I mean, we use them all the time, and, you know, when we're taking showers and baths. Whether or not they're doing a real good job, now that's another issue, maybe.
Yeah, well, take those readings up in those bedrooms for a week and then call me back. I want to know what they are.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay, Mike.
Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.